China's human rights record is again under scrutiny, this time at an international transplantation congress in Sydney. A Canadian human rights lawyer says he has new evidence of forced organ removals from prisoners and Falun Gong practitioners in China. David Martis says Chinese hospitals perform 10,000 organ transplant operations each year and that many of the recipients are foreigners. As Jennifer Macy reports, he's now calling on the Australian government to do more to stop the practice.
China performs an estimated 10,000 organ transplant operations each year, more than any other country in the world except for the United States. But China has no formalised system of organ donations, and human rights groups say the short waiting times and availability of organs in China raises serious questions about their source. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch first reported 10 years ago that the majority of these organs come from prisoners. Now, Canadian human rights lawyer David Matus says among the prison population, it's members of Falun Gong who are being increasingly targeted.
China's source of organs for transplants is almost entirely from prisoners, according to the Deputy Minister of Health. It's 95%. According to other statistics, it's 96%. So it's almost entirely forced organ harvesting. And there's two sources. It's prisoners sentenced to death and Falun Gong practitioners.
Mr. Maters says hospitals and prisons have arrangements to split the profits made through organ transplant operations, often to foreign patients. He says the prisoners are killed after their organs are removed.
Basically, they wait until there's an order from the hospital. They will blood test the person, and then they inject the person with potassium, and they put him into a van, and the actual organ extraction is in the van. Well, the prisoner is killed through the organ extraction, and then the body's cremated.
Last year, David Matus and Canadian former Secretary of State David Kilgore released a report investigating allegations of organ harvesting of Falun Gong members in China. Mr. Matus says it's difficult to find proof of this practice, as China won't release official statistics on executions or organ transplants. But he says he now has new audio tapes of Chinese doctors admitting they have Falun Gong organs for sale.
And we had callers calling into China pretending to be relatives of patients who needed organs and asking the hospitals that they were calling for organs of Falun Gong practitioners on the basis that Falun Gong's an exercise regime, the practitioners are healthy and their organs are healthy. And we got admissions on tape throughout China, and we've got the transcripts in our report, and we've got phone records, and we've got the tapes from pick up to hang down.
Dr. Yuan Huang worked as a heart surgeon for 10 years at a medical university hospital in northeastern China. He says it was an open secret at his hospital that prisoners' organs were used in transplant operations for patients who had travelled from Japan.
I've got to notice these issues because one of the nurses wearing the army dress. Then I also find an anesthetist also wear the same clothes. So I asked him, why do you have to wear these clothes? And then he told me, we have to go to the place where people do executions. So we needed to transplant a kidney there.
So you knew of Japanese people who were coming to your hospital for organ transplants?
Because a foreigner came to our hospital to be, you know, treated. It's a hot topic, so everybody knows.
Jennifer Zeng is a member of Falun Gong who was offered asylum in Australia several years ago. In China, she spent a year in a labour camp near Beijing. She says at the camp, her blood was taken for tests and she underwent several health checks.
Only Falun Gong practitioners were tested and get this physical checkup. And those non-Falun Gong practitioners thought that Falun Gong got some special treatment because they thought a physical checkup after you were there for long years is good for your health. So they asked the police, how about we pay for the physical check? And the police clearly said, no, it's only for Falun Gong. So the other prisoners even protested against it. They say they are not treated fairly because they obviously didn't know the purpose.
Human rights lawyer David Matus says there's a lot more the Australian government could do to help stamp out the practice.
The governments could introduce extraterritorial legislation so that transplant tourism can become a crime the way now child sex tourism is a crime.
Canadian human rights lawyer David Matus, ending that report by Jennifer Macy.